the Gemara says, Meis vehavakasha. It says Halacha, Tesef in Tainis, Gemara in Tainis also, Ezeyo Zemano Shoravia. When is the time that we say, like in Eretz Yisrael, that the rain season, when the rain starts to come down? So it says, Habechira, the first rain season is supposed to be the Gimel. In Gimel Mar Cheshvan, that's when the first rain is supposed to come down. B'Nabeninis, when is the second time? Hishiva, the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. That's the second season already. Afela, when is the third season? B'Yesrim V'Sholosh, the 23rd day of Mar Cheshvan, that's the time ready for the third season to start. Diver Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. These are the three Shitas, three Zmanim, when rain should start to come down. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Vishiva, he also know, the first man, the earliest man, is the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Or Vishiva also, and the second man is the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan. Or Vishiva V'Shalosha, and the 23rd day. That's the third Zman. So the Machlekes is the first two Zmanim. If it's the third Zman, they both agree it's the 23rd day. The Machlekes is, when is the first and second? Rabbi Yossi Yomer, B'Shiva also. No, the first Zman of the rain is on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. The second is, will be Esrim Meshlesha, the 23rd day. U'v'achodesh Kislev, in Rosh Chodesh Kislev today, that's the Zman of the end, of the beginning of the third Zman, Hagashamim. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. V'chein ha'yi Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi used to say like this, that ein ha'yichidim misanim, like when is there halacha in Eretz Yisrael, if the rain didn't come down, even after the third time, then they start to fast. So when should yichidim start to fast? A tainus for Gishamim, if the rain didn't come down yet, that's the beginning of the third Zman, and if by that time the rain did not come down, that's when Yechidim have a right to start fasting, like davening to Hashem that there should be rain. So one says it means Talmidei Chachamim, Hamisanin Umispalin, Ala Gishamim, Tethnama Perakam of the Tainus. Heschilua Yechidim Misanin. This is the earliest time when even the Yechidim, the Talmidei Chachamim, they used to start fasting that Hashem should give down the rain. For Yamin and the law, and we said the Mor said upon this, Bishleima Revi'ah Rishayna. Now the question is, why do we have to have three times of the rain season? So Bishleima, the earliest Zman, Revi'ah Rishayna Lishoyel. That's very good. When are you supposed to start saying the same Talamotah? When are you supposed to start saying the same Talamotah? That's the beginning of the rain season. The beginning of the rain season, that's when you're supposed to start saying the same Talamotah. Whether it's the third day of Macheshvan, or the seventh day of Macheshvan, or the 17th. That's what the rain season is for. Shlishis, what's in the gay of the third rain season, that's also good. That's Lithanis, that in the case where the rain did not come down yet, then the Yechidim start fasting. If by the third season already the rain did not come down, then Yechidim start to fast. But for what purpose does it say here the second time? Like what's Nageya, the middle Zman, when the rain is supposed to come? What's Nageya to us is the first Zman and the last Zman. Now, V'yomer Rabzeira says, L'noider, it's Nageya to Anissa Neder. And V'yaminan lo, we say on this, Kaman, who does this go like? Kaman Ozlo, Ho de Tanya. Who does it go like? The data we learn. No, as the Ram says, what does L'noider mean? Shim no darad hageshamim. If someone makes an Issa Neder, he can't drink wine until the Geshamin. So until how long is the Yasa to drink the wine? Also Ad Revi'ah Shniyah, like we had in our Mishnah. That's what's Nageh, the second Zman. He's also to drink wine now until it becomes the second time of rain. The Stam Geshamin, because when a person says Stam Geshamin, Revi'ah Shniyah Mashma. She Makdemis Loi Macheris. Because the early ones is a little bit early. The late ones is late. But Vice says the normal season for the rain to come down is the middle season. So in Lashon B'nei Adam, when people talk that I'm making this and that there, I can't drink wine until the rain, you mean the middle season. So it's good why it says the middle Zman here, that's Magayat Hilchos Adarim. Now, for Yamin Allah, the Gemara says on this, Kaman Ozla, who does it go like? Ho de Tanya. That we learned, like in our Mishnah, that Yom Shimon Gamil Leimer, Kishomim, another thing, our Mishnah is a Teseft and Tainis, that Yom Shimon Megamil Oimer, Kishomim Sheyardu Shiva Yomim, rain that came down 7 days straight, Zeh Achazeh, Atamoina b'hen revia rishreinu shniya. Yishno, if it rains for 7 days straight, that's the first man and the second man also. Zechura kemaz ruzdago like Rav Yosi. That's like Rav Yosi shita. Because Rav Yosi says here that the first man is b'shivasa. And the second man is b'yesu m'shloisha, 23. So 17 to 23 is 7 days. So if it rains 7 days straight, that's called the first man and the second man. So Gemara says, Radvan says, Kaman knows all the Tanya, that Yashim Gal Nilayma, Gishom Mishiyad Shivas Yomim, Zeach Hazeh, Atamon Lam Reviya Rishayin Oshniya, Kaman Krab Yaisi, the Yama Beyud Zayin of Chav Gimel. So that's how you have 7 days in between. Yidol Reb Meir, Lekin Zayin, Lekin Zayin Yomim, Ben Rishayin Oshniya. According to Reb Meir, it's more than 7 days. Reb Meir says, it's less. Reb Meir says it's Gimel, and then it's Beshiva. Vil Reb Yudi Ketfeid is much more. Now Reb Shimon Gamal the Devarim the Rabbanu Kamaluhu Lidi Day like Avdinin V'Noyz Abirid is Kesham Klal. According to me, it's not totally Elav is Man. It's totally in this Man when the time is supposed to come. Elav Didchu. According to you, need the Kavdis to be Aridas. You read the Mamish. You want the rain when the it's a nether ends when the rain Mamish starts to come down. Oydu Lemius, but agree to me. The Alpha Pish is Chalti Aridas and Hoysam Etchilas Revi Rishayna. Even though this rain season started at the beginning of the first man, for like Pesach did not stop, Afiluachi Oideli Techiv and the Nimshchu Ad Reviyashnia. Since it rained now for 7 days straight, Teres Reviyashnia Lehin. It's called the second rainfall, and therefore V'Sholom Leizman Nidra. That's not enough Gemin here. In other words, that's the Chiddush here. That even according to the man Diyoma that says that like the Tanakam of our Mishnah that Ad Hagishama means until the second rainfall actually comes. So here what happens was, it started to rain on Shiva Asabai. That's the first rain. But it rains for 7 days straight. So now when it came to the 23rd day, it was still raining. So the question is that rain called the second rain season? Or maybe it's still called the continuation of the first one. So that's what the Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, Ms. Braisa, back to Chachamim. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, according to me, Avadim it's good. Rav Shimon Gamliel himself holds that all you have to have is until Chav Gimel B'Macheshren, just the time when the rain is supposed to come. You don't need the rain to come altogether. So Vada, when it comes Chav Gimel B'Macheshren, your nether goes away. Rav Shimon Gamliel saying back to Tanakama, even according to you, that you say no, you have to have the rain itself, the second rainfall, agree to me though, we started to rain on the 17th, the first rainfall. And there's a straight, continuous flow of rain for 7 days straight. Now it's called the second rainfall, that the nether should go away. Shnei Kaman Kriyav Yosi. So Moshe says it goes, Yisraan says it goes, Saka Taitach, Tivinoi Dirat HaGashor Maskin. We're talking about you made a nether until the rain. Tochi Yav Yurchayu Dinsh, that's where people talk. Now, V'yemisil of the Reb Zerah, if you hold like Reb Zerah, that the half a minute was a person said ad hageshem, not that you said ad hageshamim, but you said ad hageshem, and still you see some machlokes of Shimon Galil and the Tanakama. Do you need the rain itself or not? So of course that's not like Reb Zera. Reb Zera started off the Gemara to say that the machlokes if you need the rain itself is only if you say the lashon ad hageshamim. But if you say ad hageshem, then everybody agrees you only mean ad zaman geshamim until the time comes. And here in the Bryce, it's not mashma like that. Here the Havamina is, the Bryce is talking about, you said Ad HaGeshem, and still you see, according to Tanakama, you need the rain itself to come down. Just if Shimon Gamliel says back to Tanakama, that's called you have the second rain. Since it rained now for 7 days straight, and now is the 23rd day, it's called the second rain. But if it wouldn't be called the second rain itself, if the rain is not here, mashma the nether would not end. So of course, not like Reb Zera. Reb Zera started off to say, Ad HaGeshem, everybody agrees. You only need the time, not the actual rain. So Mar says, Mar answers no. Hahu diyomar Ad HaGeshamim. As you hear the Braisa, Reb Zera learns, it's not where you said Ad HaGeshem, but you said Ad HaGeshamim. When you say you make Yirsa Nedda, you can't drink the wine. Ad HaGeshamim, that's our Mishnah, that is the Machlokes Tanakam and Reshim Ben Gamliel. Does Ad HaGeshamim mean until the second rain actually comes down? Or does it only mean until the time when the rain is supposed to come down? Then it's good as Braisa. Then Shimon Gamliel says back to Tanakama, even according to you, you should agree to me that in the case where it's raining 7 days straight, the last day is considered the rain of the second season, and that should be the end of the neder. So, Koponim, there's no stira, no kasha to Rav Zera. Mishnah says like this. Somebody says, Koinem Yayin Sheini Toyim Lashonah. He makes an issa neder, he's not going to drink wine this year. Lashonah. Well, Lashonah means for a year. Now, Nisabru Hashonah, this year that you're in now, has an extra month. You're talking, you're at the beginning of the year, right after Rosh Hashanah. And you say you can't drink wine for a year, Lashonah. And now this year has an extra chedesh. Is also ba'u b'yibura. You're also even till the end of Ad Hasheni. You're also mamish. I mean, you're also to 13 months. You're also. Since you said Lashonah, Lashonah means this year. And since this year has 13 months to it, you're also all 13 months. Ad Rosh Adar. Let's say somebody said in this and that, I can't drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar. He meant to say Ad Rosh Adar Harishon. He's only usher to drink wine until the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Rishon. Even though there are two Adars this year, even though there's an extra month, but when you say Stam Adar, Adar always means Adar Rishon. And therefore you're allowed to drink wine at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. What about if somebody says Ad Seif Adar? I can't drink wine until the end of Adar. The same thing. Ad Seif Adar Harishon. Rav Sama Gerasi Ad Seif Adar Sheni should be. Chuyas Moma Stavra. Means here, Ad Chodesh Adar Sheni. And since you said till the end, till the end here means till the end of the second Rosh Chodesh. So the Ran on the Sun, on the days has the Gersa. The Ran on the Bay says like this. Kachi Yikra Gersa. Yikra Gersa is not like that. Yikra Gersa is that even if you say Ad Seif Adar, you only mean Ad Seif Adar Rishon. You only mean till the end of the first Adar. Kachi Ikra Gersa runs. That's the Ikra Gersa. For Taina, what's the reason? The Chur, he said till the end of Adar. So if there are two Adars this year, he should mean till the end of the second Adar. How come this Gersa says he only means till the end of the first Adar? He says Mishum the Adar Stama Rishon Mashma. When somebody says the word Adar Stam, you only mean the first Adar. That's this Gersa. Then the Ran says, V'ikha de Garsi Ad Seif Adar means Ad Seif Adar Sheni. There is a Gersa that says no. When you say to the end of Adar, you mean to the end of the second Adar. The Marsh Malay, the Shnei Adarim Kechodesh Echad, Hein. Like you're calling both Adars like one long month. Hilka Kiyomar Ad Rosh, Mr. Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. When you say till the beginning, you mean till the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Rishon. The Chiyomer at Soif, you mean till the end of the second Adar. So that's the two Gersas in our Mishnah. So we're going to say like this now. Alma, what do we see? That's Doma the Adar the Koma Rishonu. When a person Stam says Ad Adar, that everybody agrees you only also till the first Rosh Chodesh Adar. So Stam Adar means the first Chodesh Adar, even though this year has two Adars. Stam Adar means the first one. The Gemara says, the Chura Leima Mastisim Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tetanya would not like this. Adar Harishon, the first month. Kosev Adar Harishon. You have to speak out and write down in the Shtar or something. You have to write down clearly this is Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, when we're holding in the middle of Adar Sheni, Kosev Adar Stam, then you have a right only to write Adar Stam, Dibur Rabbi Meir. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, just the opposite of our Mishnah, that Adar Stam means Adar Sheni. And when you mean Adar Rishon, you have to speak out clearly, Adar Harishon. Rabbi Yehuda Raimah know, Adar Harishon Kaisav Stam. When you're doing something in the first month, the first Adar, you just have to write it down Stam. Adar Harishon, that's called Stam. Adar Sheni, if you're doing something in the second Chodesh Adar, then Kaisav Tanian. You have to write down, this is the second Chodesh. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Therefore, if somebody makes an issa neder, he can't drink wine until Chodesh Adar, even though there are two Adars this year, it's mutter to you at the beginning of the first Chodesh Adar. Omer Abaye says no. Afilu Taimer Rabbi Meir. Even if you want to say, our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Meir over here. I'll tell you, Hod the Yoda de Mavra, Shosa, Hod the Lo Yoda. Here in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir is talking about where the person knows there are two Adars. If you know there are two Adars, then Adar Stam is Adar Sheni, and Adar Rishon you have to speak out to mean Adar Rishon. But our Mishnah, tell you, was talking about where the person does not realize that there are two others. If you don't realize there are two others, then when you say Adas Tam, you mean at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first Chodesh Adar there is, that's the one that you mean.
All right, turn over.
So that's the solution, that Afil Tem Rameya, Hod Yoda de Mabr Shosa, Hod Lo Yoda.